है. सो इफ वी हैवन गॉट, इफ समबडी इज फ्रॉम अ स्पिरिचुअल पाथ वे दे डोंट हैव मच नॉलेज ऑफ से प्योर लव ऑफ गॉड, दे मे स्टिल आस्क फॉर मटीरियल थिंग्स, देन दे विल दे सो दे विल नॉट मूव फॉरवर्ड. विल देयर डेस्टिनेशन बी या विल देयर डेस्टिनेशन बी डिटरमाइंड बाय द नॉलेज? Yeah, naturally, at the same, there is basic knowledge that is required about what is life's ultimate destination. And if you consider the Christian tradition, there have been saints who have been, for example, Saint Francis, was completely renounced. In fact, he was a fabulously wealthy father, son, and he renounced everything.
These are just one or two rare examples, no?
These are rare examples, no doubt. But then, if we consider standards of saintliness, that level of saintliness, even in every tradition, in our tradition also, how many people are actually pure saints? So, as far as commandment is concerned, Jesus was very categorical that to love God with all thy heart and all that might, that is the most important commandment, he said. So, in general, most people are going to take a gradual path to spiritual growth. That means, the gradual path means that they take care of their material side, and that material side is what they approach God for primarily. So over a period of time, even when they are approaching God like this, if they are having some spiritual association, their higher sense awakens. And then they start perceiving something more. So, we can't expect people to become pure devotees without becoming devotees. First, there has to be a devotional connection, and then there can be a pure devotional connection. So, if you consider one step at a time, at whatever level people are at, Krishna says that they are all, in 7.16, he says they are all sukritina, they are pious. In fact, he calls them udaraha, large-hearted. He appreciates them, and then he says that over a period of lifetimes, they will become elevated to a higher destination, where they will become pure devotees. So, different people are on that path at different levels. And asking to Krishna for material things, it's not just a matter of knowledge, it's also a matter of purification. And if somebody knows that, okay, I should have pure desires, but if they don't have pure desires right now, because that's their conditioning. So, it's not necessarily a major deficiency. It's just a matter of gradual purification. So, they may take many lifetimes. Krishna also says this in the Bhagavad Gita. Even for those who approach Him, in 7.99, He says that Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate. That it may take many lifetimes for them to come to Him. So, in that sense, the multiple lifetimes is quite standard for those who are not practicing pure devotional service. So if we get the knowledge of our spiritual identity and our spiritual destiny, and if we can internalize that knowledge, then we can move forward fast. But that is those people are actually rare. So it's not a disqualification that it's not just a matter of say Christianity. Even if we consider today, most Hindu traditions, there people also go to God primarily for material things. So that's more or less the standard. And what we are being offered, the message of pure love, that is actually exceptional, special. So both are ways for growth. Some one way is much faster, the other is gradual. So Krishna is so accommodating that in his various manifestations, he allows people to come to him at their pace.